If you have a prut and a half worth of Maaseh Sheni, you could be poiderit. On shtei prutos, I'll tell you low, pruta tofs the pruta. The one is the shava pruta that you have here, true, that goes on to the pruta. Like what happened here? You have two coins here now, you have two prutas, and you have vadai Maaseh Sheni worth a prut and a half. So now, the pruta's worth goes into one coin. What's left over? Only a chatzi pruta. The chatzi pruta loy tofsa, that's all you say. If you only have a chatzi pruta's worth of Maaseh Sheni, you cannot be putting that onto a coin. So it doesn't help you bringing two prutas over here. Because if you only have a pruta and a half worth of Maaseh Sheni, so the one pruta goes onto the pruta. But the other machta doesn't go onto anything. So, hoda hevile the rice of the Rabbanon. Again, or be a shana, if you have these two chatzi prutas, you can't put them together either. Because the chatzi pruta you have in front of you is a chiv midiraisa. The chatzi pruta that's in the bit of Baraib is only with the Rabbanon. Or the rice of the Rabbanon, learn it's tarfi. You can't put together the rice and the Rabbanon. So therefore, still we have a case here that you cannot be poiter at all. That's why it says the price here is bottle brave. Marcel says, "V'neisa iser, bring a bigger coin. Don't only bring a two prutis, but bring an iser that's worth more than a few prutis. And then you can be poiter now the Maaseh Sheni of a prut and a machta that you have, and there's plenty left over. Then that coin became a pruta chamura, and then you could be poiter your chatzi prutis worth into this coin." So Mar says, "No, we're afraid. Dilma osa l'asuye prutas. We don't let you bring isa one bitcoin, because we're afraid once you get used to being paid a prut and a half, maybe sometimes you think you can do it on two prutas also, and on two prutas you can't do it. So the kid said, there's a hechatim to hear how this person cannot be paid his Maaseh Sheni. In this case, it's called ein loy matirin. Therefore, this chatzi prut, the worth of your Maaseh Sheni, got mixed up into other fruits of chulin. It's bottom roiv, and you're allowed to eat the whole thing." Even according to Chizka would come out. Now the second case was, it says, V'shenichnas liYerushalayim v'yotza. If you have teiros of Maaseh Sheni that you once brought into Yerushalayim and then you took it out again. So that's the case, it's also bottom roiv, you can't be part of these teiros. So first Gemara asks, why not? V'yamai v'leheder v'naylo. Why don't you bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it there? So again, it should not be bottom roiv right now. Bring this whole terubas. What happened here? You have one apple of Maaseh Sheni. They got mixed into five other apples. So now it's outside Yerushalayim, true, here you can't eat it. But why don't we say it's not bottle, because you have the possibility of bringing all these five apples together to Yerushalayim. And there you can eat even the Maaseh Sheni. So that's called Yesh Lo Matirin. It's possible to eat it in a way of heter, so then you're not saying Lechan Roiv. So Mora says, no, Bishinitma. We're talking about now it became Tomei. So therefore you can't bring it into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Okay, it became Tomei, but why can't you be paid for it? So Rashi says, like the Havamin is now, we're talking about it has a Sheva Pruta. Even though the Maaseh Sheni is worth a Sheva Pruta, but since you took it into your Shlaim and then you brought it out, you can't be poiter it. So he's saying now, we're talking about it became Tummy now. The question is, so what if it became Tummy? Why can't you be poiter it? The Yomari Abelazar Blazar says, Me nine, how do I know? La Maaseh Sheni Shenitma. Now you have Maaseh Sheni that became Tummy. She poiter noisai, and the locker is, you have a right to be poiter it. Even though it became Tummy, and Afilu B'Yishlaim. Even though the Maaseh Sheni is inside Yerushalayim, which usually the halacha is, once you bring your peiros of Maaseh Sheni into Yerushalayim, you have to eat it there. You're not allowed to put it into money anymore. You can't be poider it. But here, if the peiros are tamei, that you're not allowed to eat it, then you could be poider it onto money. And the afilu of Yerushalayim, the Rashi says, Shein Maaseh Tzor Niftashom, regular Maaseh Sheni can't be poider in Yerushalayim. Yesu the Bosh says, V'chiyachig Nimchov, Nesat V'kesev, Yevoloi Kishoy Yerushalayim. But if it's Tamei, then you could. Shenem, because the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Kiloy Suchal Sheisoi, you can't carry it. So Pasuk, the Pasuk means, if you have your Maaseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim, and it's too heavy for you to carry the bushels of apples, so you're allowed to be poured onto money, and just bring the money into Yerushalayim. Now, V'yein Sheis El Achila. Sheis doesn't only mean that it's too heavy, it also means a lashon that you can't eat it. In other words, if the Maaseh Sheni became Tamei, that you're not allowed to eat it, the Torah is also telling us you're allowed to be poided that Maaseh Sheni. Shenem, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Maaseh Mies Panov. They took the portions in front of them. You see, Maaseh says means portions of food. That's what Rebbe Lezer dashes, that if you have Maaseh Sheni that became Tomei, even though it's inside Yerushalayim, still you're allowed to be poided. Says, so we have a kasha then. Why can't you be poided this Maaseh Sheni? Why do we say it's Bottom Roiv? It should be called Yesh Lamatirin. So Mora says, Ella, so no type of parrot talking about here. Ella b'lakuach v'kesef Maaseh Sheni. We're talking about like this. First you add your apples outside Yerushalayim. and you were poyder it into money. Now you took your money up to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you bought peris. Now those peris became tummy. So those peris now are called lakuach, but lakuach the kets of Maisa Sheni. You bought these peris with money of Maisa Sheni, so the peris now get a kedushas Maisa Sheni. But it's not like the real peris of Maisa Sheni. And on this you can't be poyder these peris when they become tummy. That's the case we're talking about. But lakeach the kets of Maisa Sheni. Samar says, so what? Lakuach the kets of Maisa Nami Lifrake. So what? You took your money up to Yerushalayim, and there you bought fruits. So now these fruits are called lakuach with kesev maisa sheni. It's like maisa sheni, and it became tamei. So the Mori asks, be poiderit. The Tanan we learned, ha lakuach the kesev maisa sheni, if you have these peiris that you bought with the money that has kedushas maisa sheni on it, you brought your money up to Yerushalayim, and there you bought peiris with it, shenitma. Now these peiris became tamei, halacha is yifta. You are allowed to be poiderit. So still we have a kasha then. If that's the case we're talking about, why do we say when this apple falls into other apples is a bottle bereiv? We should say no, it's yesh lamatirin. You could be poyder it still. It should not be bottled. So my answer is Krab Yuda. I'll tell you before, the bride is going to come to view the shita. The yami you cover, Yuda holds no. Rashi the gasava loy olim lemitvas pidyonai. If Yuda holds that the peiris that you bought by now with Maisa Sheni, with the money of Maisa Sheni, those peiris cannot be podi again. Therefore, if they became tamei, if you do, the only answer is to be covered. You have to bury them. There's no way to be poisoned them a second time because it's not that strong as kedusha. Since it's not the original peiris of Maisa Sheni, it's only peiris that you redeemed into money. And now with the money, you bought new peiris in Yerushalayim. So if those peiris became tamei, become tamei of you do, you have to bury them. But Gemara, Reb Yehuda, we're going to go into Reb Yehuda here. My Yiriyotza, what do you have to say? It took these peiris outside Yerushalayim. Afil lo yotza nami. Even if you didn't take them outside Yerushalayim, even though the peiris are still inside Yerushalayim, but if these peiris were bought from money of Maisa Sheni inside Yerushalayim, it's not that strong the kedusha. Therefore, if they became if it becomes tamei according to Reb Yehuda, you have to bury it. So now that it became tamei, there's no way to free it to make it tahor to eat it. Therefore, if it mixed into five other apples or two other apples, it's bata b'roi. It's not called yesh lamatirin. So Moritz Kashvitz Novus talking about Reb Yehuda even inside Yerushalayim also. And here it's our bright mashmoni because you took the peiris inside Yerushalayim and then you took them out. So Moritz says elu liyolam b'tor. We're talking about no peiris that are tor.
So if we're talking about the Torah, why can't you eat it now in Yerushalayim? What's the whole problem? So Gemara says, "My yotza." What does it mean? It went out. Enough of mechitzas that the mechitzas of Yerushalayim fell down, and therefore you can't eat it now. So Gemara says, "Why?" But for Amar Rav, Rav said, "Mechitzas lechol diraisa." That's like a tree. You could only eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim when the mechitzas are up. When you have the mechitzas of Yerushalayim, but mechitzas likloy. That's what we say. Once you brought it inside the mechitzas, you can't be poyder anymore. You can't be take it out. You can't be poyder it. That's only the rabbanon. That's only the rabbanon, not the raisa. And therefore, the sfora should be v'chigos the rabbanon. When the rabbanon met exerakis nailu mechitzas, when the mechitzas are still up. Then we say, once you say, if you take it outside, you can't be poyder it. But l'chur over here, ki l'snai l'mechitzas l'gozer rabbanon. But l'chur, we should say a svari here that the mechitzas fell down. Maybe the rabbanon did not make the gzer at all, that you could be poyder it. Samar says, no, the svari is l'plug rabbanon. Ben y'snai l'mechitzas, ben l'snai l'mechitzas. The rabbanon did not make a difference whether we have mechitzas or not. Like once these peris are brought into your shlayim, the mechitzas are colored it, that you can't be poyder it anymore. Now the Gemara says, Rav Huna by Yudam Rosh Hashis, Chodikotoni. No, we learned one shot over here, one case. My